No, this has been We Bros by Woo Life.
Good times. Good times.
You know.
Beep, beep.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of action going on outside.
Love it. Great sound. great morning.
A little background, background action going on.
Anyways. This is the next installment of Minimum Rage on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Medford, Tufts Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio, Medford.com, Tufts.com, Tufts.edu, WMFO.com, you know? Go to all those websites. They're all great websites,
I wonder
I'm
what
sure.
WMFO.com is. I'm going to look it up right now. It's .org.
Oh, okay. Don't go to WMFO.com.
Let's see. Interesting. Oh, Banking Corporation.
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Banking.
Don't know about that one. Well, anyways.
Who would win? Banking versus radio.
Radio. Because we have the power of advertisement.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's true, but I just made that up. Oh, geez.
Anyways. We got some good tracks for you today. And the last one was a good track. It's a record I've been listening to some. But we got the new hits from all of the news today's bands with records that came out on April 1st. We got The Last Shadow Puppets. Is that the only one we have from April 1st?
Actually, they're all from April 1st.
Yes.
Yep, all of them. Every single track.
Okay.
Well, April 1st was a good day.
Oh, true.
Was it a good day?
Yeah,
what good, day was April 1st? I don't know.
April Fool's Day.
Right.
Anyways, we're gonna play those tracks now.
Good call. Right,
see
good
you
call.
Later.
crap. She's Shelley Brown and George and all the orange vested trolley boys. Large hard hands holding half empty cans whilst driving. Yeah, I was pouring pints for fuckheads at the Wyndham Point Hotel. They all forget me when
Yeah. How Can You Really? That was How Can You Really by Foxygen.
Woo.
Yesterday, or 2 days ago, we heard news of a reunion of the Fleet Foxes. One of the best bands of...
ever.
The Oddies. The 2000s. Isn't that what they call it? It's pretty really soft.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it isn't soft.
I don't like that.
Because it's like, odd, like, there's nothing until you get to 2010.
It's just weird. It sounds like you're trying to say the 80s, but like in a, you know.
Yeah. Pretty soft.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyways, wow, wonderful news. The Fleet Foxes are coming back, touring and making a new record. We're very happy. So,
good things are happening.
We're gonna play some Fleet Foxes for you
in honor.
In another news, what's another newsworthy thing?
The snow is melting.
So this,
I don't know
in.
If that's news, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It snowed, and now
it's
there's less snow than there was.
Right.
We're feeling very good about this.
Some heat transfer.
Supposed to be like 45 degrees, 50 degrees maybe?
No, it's like already 50 degrees. It's not that bad.
Oh, geez. I don't even know these things. Anyways.
That wasn't very exciting, but yeah.
Do you know what that means?
We should probably.
It means
just
the
play
sun
some,
god is happy.
Oh.
So, thank you, sun god. We're thankful.
We are thankful.
What's that, sun god? You want to hear some Fleet Foxes? All right. This is He Doesn't Know Why by the Fleet Foxes.
For the sun god.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Nothing left on which
Here at WMFO, we are let down and hanging around. This just in.
This just in. Time for everyone's favorite segment of Minimum Rage, a PSA.
That's woo-hoo. Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite. All right, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, unless you're my mom, in which case you'd probably be scared. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. I'm not really sure what a bear-proof container is, but that's fine. Learn more online.
It's like one of those big black containers that's like a cylinder, and it's like you have to like twist it and then it tightens.
Oh, because they can't. Yeah. Okay.
And then they mess around with it, and they're like hitting it and stuff, and then it just like bounces around and sort of like doesn't open up. So
there you go. Well, we're smarter than the bears. There you go. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. I feel like I should do like an eye test. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. We care about the bears and you. There's some really pretty pictures going on over here too. It's really good. I wish everyone could see them, but alas.
Hey, bears get a bad rap for trying to just, you know,
get some
rip
honey,
open
man.
People's.
Yeah.
Also, you know, why are we afraid of bears eating granola bars? The only thing they eat is honey.
Right. Yeah. Like Winnie the Pooh.
Anyways, bears.
Bears.
Did you know that there are no grizzly bears in this area? I thought there were.
Really?
They're only in like the west.
No, it's just
Canada.
Like black bears.
Yeah.
And brown bears and.
No, brown bears are grizzly bears.
Really? I thought they were two different things.
Are they?
I don't know. I guess I need a education on.
Wait, let's look it up.
Bears.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know.
But thank you to the Fleet Foxes and the Sun God for providing that song. And you know, the last few were good. And here comes another one. It's called Kurt Vile. It's called Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile.
Kurt Vile by Kurt Vile.
Kurt Vile by.
On the album, Kurt Vile.
Believe I'm Kurt Vile.
Never was my style. always a little too cheap to be admitted under marbles lost. He was always a thousand miles away while still standing in front of your face.
Just in, I have very important information. Apparently, all grizzlies are brown bears, but not all brown bears are grizzlies. So I guess we were both right.
I woke up this morning, didn't recognize the bear in the mirror.
I would be frightened if I walked into the bathroom, there's a bear. I would really question how I got on the third floor.
My name's Kurt Vile. Nah.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I look like Kurt Vile. It's the hair.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
I need to rock that look. Anyways, what's the next song called?
Quarry Hymns by Land of Talk. It's gonna play right now.
Lion, crow, your kingdom.
It was quite the show today.
Thanks for tuning in.
Want to say thanks to our sponsors. Thank you to the sponsors, whoever you are.
To all the bears out there.
Wherever you are.
And
whoever bears you are. But mostly, thank you to the sponsors. Do we have sponsors? Of Minimum Rage? Is anyone giving us money?
I thought you got a check.
Oh, I do get a check.
I don't get a check.
I get a check for, some guy just walks up and hands me a check every month. I don't know who it is.
You just don't question it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's okay, though. Well, we got one more song for you. It's called Stealin' Silent by State Radio.
You have been listening to Minimum Rage on WMFO 91.5.
WMFO.com.
Not .com. If you want banking, go to .com.
True.
For all your banking needs.
Shoutcast.com. Spinatron.com. Chrome.com.
Here's a song.
.com.
She came into my bed in the middle of the night. She said, I'm tired of sleeping. The world was going mad. She wasn't seeing things quite right.
shall the streets were bleeding. I remember thinking, I think I might as well